On the line with us is Nevada head coach Eric Musselman. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations, and what were your thoughts as you were watching these brackets being unveiled?
Well, I think the bottom line is we're just happy, you guys, that we're in the tournament. We're really happy, that we got a good seed. Having said that, we're playing an ultra-talented Texas team that's really, really well coached and plays in arguably the best conference in college basketball and plays against great teams every single night.
Hey, Coach, I know you've been around the NBA for a long time as well, so you know what NBA players look like. And Mo Bamba from UT, of course, definitely one of those guys that's going to play in the NBA, a tremendous shot blocker. Just looking at it from the outside, you know that he blocks a ton of shots. What do you tell your guys in terms of when you're attacking the lane against a guy like Bamba?
Well, you know, we're going to practice shooting over, noodles all week because we got it, and broomsticks. We got to get used to somebody with that type of length. The good thing for us is we're not a high-volume dribble drive team. We're a high-volume three-point shooting team, and so Bamba's going to have to come out and guard guys that can make three-point shots. And, there's always a mismatch at each side of the floor. And obviously he's an incredible talent, one of the most talented players in the country. And Texas is great getting out in transition. They're a hard team to score on. And so for all those reasons, it's going to be a really challenging game for us. Their point guard's quick and can push it at a really, really fast pace. And Jericho Sims has done a great job for him of late. And it's interesting because Jericho's father actually played for my dad, way back when. But they're a great, great basketball team.
Nevada head coach Eric Musselman is joining us. Nevada will be taking on Texas as the number 7 seed in the South bracket in the first round. We were talking about this earlier with Xavier. What you lose to San Diego State 90-73 in the conference tournament, what kind of lessons, what value is there in a loss that you can take going into the national tournament?
Well, number one, we got to get healthy. Both Caleb and Cody Martin were sick leading up to the San Diego State game. And so we got to get our guys healthy. We basically play 6.5 players. And so it's up to us to try to manage our roster this week. We've got to get a lot of work in on the floor to prepare for Texas. But having said that, we also got to get guys healthy and fresh as well.
Coach, you've had an amazing career. You've coached guys like Gilbert Arenas, Avery Johnson, Jeremy Lin before Linsanity took off, spent years with the Warriors and the Kings. How would you describe your journey to this point?
Well, we need a second show to do that. I feel really fortunate that at a young age I followed in my dad's footsteps and got into the pro ranks, and it was great. Coaching lessons, coaching in the minor leagues. You have a fluctuating roster, you have to deal with that. Your job is to develop players in the NBA D League, which is great for college because you're dealing with younger players that you've got to make them better once they step foot on campus. And I think because of my minor league background, player development is at the forefront of our program. And then when I got fired from the Sacramento Kings, I made a decision that I wanted to be a college coach. And so I spent 3 years studying the game, working as a broadcaster. I did ESPN radio for the NBA, and then I did a bunch of top college TV games on the West Coast. And I got an opportunity to sit back and evaluate. And then I was an assistant coach at Arizona State, and then went to LSU for a year. And I think those 3 years of being an assistant coach really prepared me. I don't think you can come from the NBA world and go directly to college. I think it's really difficult for somebody in college to go to the NBA level, and very few people have had success doing going either route. I know Brad Stevens is the one exception right now that's had success, but a wild journey and one that I'm really happy at this time of my life to be able to have an impact on student athletes.
Well, thank you very much for the time, Coach Eric Musselman of Nevada, head coach.